Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Ryan Kelly, the winningest coach in the history of Notre Dame.
Other than retiring from your current profession, could you see yourself leaving Notre Dame of your own volition?
No.
Kelly texting his team during the wee hours of the morning, saying in part, "Let me apologize for the late night text, and more importantly, for not being able to share the news with you in person that I will be leaving Notre Dame."
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
Yeah, I think it's the first time since I've been here that I'm pretty angry at our football team. And
we're sitting here again, talking about the same things.
The Aggies come to Death Valley and pummel LSU.
Ryan Kelly, the latest to be fired at LSU.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Open a door into another world and let the others in.
What do you want?
Time magazine calls it chilling.
Leave us in peace!
The others.
We understand here on the Spiegel and Holmes show that there are other things that are going on outside of our purview of Chicago sports and really focusing in on what's going on with the Bears and the Cubs at a playoff run. So we have now dedicated a segment once a week called The Others.
And let's be honest, there's a Chicago team or two that will end up in the others.
Yeah, like the Blackhawks, for example, who had a great win last night, and Connor Bedard was amazing, had a hat trick. That second goal is
sick. Skating through the middle of the ice across three lines and basically through all five players and then a little wrister for his own goal there. Yeah, it was a beautiful night for Connor Bedard. But that was a good fellas for Brian Kelly, which is an absolutely beautiful thing. That guy, is there anybody who's been easier to dislike in college football in recent years?
Some people feel that way about Lane.
I don't feel that way about Lane.
But there are a lot of people that feel that way about Lane. Because there's a bunch of fan bases that feel that way about him.
How about Chicago with its Notre Dame ties? Like,
oh, I mean, there's a great reason to hate Brian Kelly, that a young man died his watch.
That's a big one. And then he also left you.
And the thing is that, I mean, it depends on what you want. I mean, he obviously wants money, and he's going to get it. He's going to get all the money that he's owed from LSU. But the idea that the head coaching job at LSU is better than the head coaching job at Notre Dame shows a lack of foresight. And part of the reason that it shows a lack of foresight, Speaks, is because Notre Dame could kind of write their own ticket into the college football playoff. if you're at LSU, you've got to run the gauntlet of, at the time, the SEC West, and now just the SEC at large.
Just the SEC at large, where everybody who comes in there, Texas A&M comes in ready to beat the crap out of you, and they did.
Yep.
I mean,
Texas A&M, pretty good football team.
A&M scored, what, I think 35 straight points in that game.
And did you hear the background on that? Perfect for the others. So, the strength and conditioning coach.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Moffitt. Yeah, no, I did hear that.
At Texas A&M, used to be the strength and conditioning coach at LSU for 21 years through different administrations.
So that means Les Miles and Ed Orgeron and Nick Saban.
Yeah, he was the strength and conditioning coach for all of that.
And Brian Kelly launched him.
Immediately. It was like one of the first moves that he made. So with
what about Jerry Donato?
Jerry Donato.
I don't think he goes back that far.
He might. He might. We'd have to check. But... So Mike Elko and the boys were getting ready for this game against LSU, and they basically were like, yeah, we wanted to win it for him.
Tommy Moffitt, he took a tackling dummy and put Brian Kelly's face on the tackling dummy during practice and told his team that he's in charge of, you know, strength and conditioning for that I'd like to beat the crap out of this guy as if he was a tackling dummy. And they said they wanted to. So they had their version of the Dennis Allen revenge game against the Saints, but it was for the strength and conditioning coach.
It's crazy to me, like, when all of this stuff happened and Brian Kelly left Notre Dame, which, again, I just feel like is just terrible foresight. He leaves Notre Dame, and do you remember the reveal when it was Marcus Freeman who came back into the locker room? Those kids couldn't have been happier to see Brian Kelly leave South Bend. And what have they done in payment? They have gotten their squad to the national championship game.
Well, Brian Kelly is now freed up.
Have you seen the memes?
To spend more time with his family.
Have you seen the memes? The memes are hilarious. Now the memes are wherever there might be a coaching job, him just adopting an accent. So it's like, here's Brian Kelly interviewing for the UCLA job, and he's a surfer all of a sudden. Like, anywhere there is someone said, here's Brian Kelly getting ready for the Rutgers job. He's got a Jersey accent, and he's talking about diners. He'll do anything.
He'll do whatever he's got to do to try and fit his way in. So
I was very happy to see LSU move on. And here's the thing. I am concerned about the buyouts in college football speaks. But the crazy part is his last three predecessors, the three guys that we named, all won the SEC and all won the national championship, including Ed Orgeron.
So that's the expectation. Down there, anyway.
We should be competing for the SEC championship every year. That's what LSU fans should be thinking and are thinking.
I spent some time on Saturday during the college football slate getting to watch Illinois not being able to measure up against Washington out there. Washington, that offense is pretty good for Washington, including their next Rome Odunze. They've got a great wide receiver who was battling injury but kept coming back in and out. And I was thinking about Olin the whole time because the Crutes boys were right in the middle of all the action, but Illinois just didn't have enough.
And it was a homecoming for Olin because he's a Hall of Famer at Washington.
He told us last week it was going to be an emotional day for him, understandably.
And then red eye flight at night and then pre and post Sunday morning.
At Timothy O'Toole's.
Getting it done.
Which is great.
Yep.
I feel bad for Illinois. Like, we were talking about it like inside our meetings. We were like, yeah, well, wouldn't it be great if Illinois was a playoff team? And I felt like they still had a shot before this game. They run the table on that schedule and they end up 10-2. They have a legitimate argument to be a playoff team, even with the stinker against Indiana.
And for your Alabama Crimson Tide, reports of Kalen DeBoer's demise were a little too aggressive.
A little aggressive, and Ty Simpson may win the Heisman Trophy this year. But Alabama has gotten its bleep together. And by the way, the coach that beat them at the beginning of the year, he's going to be fired at the end of the year. Mike Norvell is going to be gone.
It's Florida State.
But here's the crazy part. Florida State doesn't have enough money to buy him out yet. That's where we're at in college football.
Oh, it's so ugly.
Since we're still talking about college sports, and this is the others, Greg Sankey, and Greg Sankey is the SEC commissioner. He's like, I would say if you were doing a power ranking of people in sports, he'd be in the top 10. He and I don't usually agree on stuff. We agree on this. The idea that November 1st, college students are going to be allowed to gamble on other sports that aren't college sports is a terrible idea. And he is trying to get a coalition together that get the NCAA to be like, hey, man, this is real dumb. And man, I think considering what happened in the NBA last week, they have a pretty good case to say, let's not do this.
Yeah, no, I think they definitely do. Look, so there's the college football slate, and I found myself watching a lot of it on Saturday and in the text thread with you guys, digging it. But then there's the Bulls, who were 3-0 for the first time in 4 years, and we'll talk to Joe Cali at the bottom of the hour. The Blackhawks are off to their best start since, what, 2018?
Yeah, they're playing good hockey. They're playing. The goal was always to get more speed around Connor Bedard. And I think they have accomplished that.
They have more speed around him. They got a lot of youth that's all kind of gelling together right now. They're clearly a team on the come, and they believe that they are. Like, they don't have some of the older dudes who were just kind of helping with the room, theoretically, and you were kind of trying to figure out who was useful. They got a lot of youth right now, and they've got a coach in Blashill who did this at a high level with the Red Wings and was an assistant to John Cooper for 3 years, who absolutely knows what he's doing. They're playing an appetizing brand of hockey, and as you mentioned at the top, Bedard, you know, it's 1-1, supposed to be a generational talent. That's his first career hat trick last night. And he's got not just one or two running mates. He now has a lot of running mates on this team.
Foligno's the old guy in the dressing room, right? Like, that's the guy that you're trying to have as an example of how this is supposed to go.
It's your captain, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the C on the sweater. He's that guy, but you're right. Like, they're getting younger and faster, and that was the goal.
Yeah.
My hope is that this run that they're on continues, and we can eliminate Connor Bedard from any sort of conversation about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I thought about them similarly. Like, Bedard worked his ass off on skating in the offseason to become a stronger and faster skater. So it's...
That's a good thing if you're a hockey player.
It's a good thing to work on, I think. But, Tanny, we know, like, how skilled he is and how deft he is and all those crafty goals that we've seen. But that's why that second one where he's skating through everybody confidently was like, oh, look at that. He's got some of that in him. How many games have you been to so far this year?
Have I been to just the one, just the opener, which is a lot of fun.
But have you been watching?
Where Connor Bedard was mixing it up with these veterans on Montreal. You know, the guy's not going to take it, you know? So I appreciate the style that they're playing. It's a big test for them coming up. This road trip they've got, you know, they've got Winnipeg, Edmonton, Seattle, and Vancouver, and then Cal, Gary, and then the Red Wings. So
get to see Johnny Toews.
Exactly. So they got this good test for a young team. Let's see what they're made of here in the next few. So
there's that's going on as well. So let's see. What have we hit? We've hit Blackhawks. We've hit Illinois football.
Mm-hmm.
We've hit
Brian Kelly.
Oh, hit him again. Hit him as many times as you want.
As many times as he needs.
As you want.
And then let me say this. I love how much contact the Toronto Blue Jays make. I love how they will just... And that is a big game for them last night. But how they will just take easy swings sometimes and not try to do too much. They've got some guys who that's in their DNA, like Alejandro Kirk, who can slug but hits for contact. Bo Bichette, who is more of a contact bat than he is anything. Vlad, as a slugger, makes a lot of contact. But then they've given playing time to guys like Andrés Giménez, who had a big hit last night. Ernie Clement, who's had a ton of big hits in this entire postseason. Nathan Lucas, like just dudes out there trying to scrape and scrap and keep at-bats alive. And they eventually got to that Dodger bullpen. That's what you do, man. Otani was real good last night as a starter, but got to the seventh and didn't have enough.
I thought the mistake was sending him back out there for the seventh.
I could see it. He got through six, and you're like, that's that?
Yeah, and it wasn't that he skated by. Like, he was pretty good, but watching the sequence, the first at bat with Vladdy, you could tell that Vladdy picked something up. And so in the second at bat against Vladdy, you know, he goes yard, and it was he in the first at bat, Shohei got away with missing high in the strike zone. And if you look at the pitch that Vladdy hit out, same thing. And Vladdy caught him. It was an absolute rocket that he hit.
Absolutely. But their bullpen being what it is the issue. Like, Roberts is trying to buy outs with the starters anywhere he can. And
Blake Treinen isn't having the same year that he had last year.
Half of the hitters that Blake Treinen has faced have reached base. Half. That was the number at one point last night. 12 of 24. And because they lost Vicia, their top lefty, is Banda. And so he wanted to buy a couple more outs with Ohtani in the seventh. And instead, he let the first two guys go on. And then Blue Jays just kept the line moving. So now this will be big. You get your Savage versus Snell tonight. And then Friday is game six. And that'll be Gausman in Toronto. Then game seven is probably Scherzer in Toronto, maybe Bieber on short rest if you need to.
You know who's pitching Game 7.
Everybody.
Johnny F. Allstaff will be available.
It's a good World Series, man.
With Bichette, I was thinking about this because they had asked Schneider during the game of like whether or not he felt like Bichette could really help them. Are they allowed to replace anyone at this point? Like, could you theoretically put Bichette on IL and replace him with a person?
Or Springer. Yeah, they did it last series with Anthony Santander, who's sitting there for you. But Bichette, they're not going to, because he can still hit, and he had a big hit last night in that inning, and then they immediately pinch ran for him because he'd done his job.
Yeah, I kept thinking if that rule, because the rule is if you replace someone, then that person is off for the next round.
Series.
But there is no next round. There is no tomorrow, Rock.
Yeah, no, I hope I didn't answer too quickly. I think they could do that. But Springer was literally hour to hour yesterday.
Wow.
Leading up to that game. And John Schneider had two lineups ready to go, one with Springer, one without. And at the last minute, he went with the one without. So I'm sure they're hopeful Springer might even be able to play tonight. Dodgers are changing up their lineup. They're moving Mookie down from 2 to 3, moving Will Smith up to 2.
That makes sense. Will Smith has been making contact and getting hits.
Hopefully a little more protection behind Shohei, because the Jays are happy to walk Shohei every chance they get.
Can I throw a couple other baseball things at you? And we can go more in depth in this later on.
Please.
But I was checking out The Athletic, and I was seeing Jim Bowden's piece about free agents. And I wanted to run a couple things by you, because the number one free agent that is available, according to him, is Kyle Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
So remember when we sent Alex out to get all the Sprinter vans?
Yeah, Alex went. He got the 6 Sprinter vans. Tanny got the 60. Was it 60? Yeah, 60 duffel bags. We just needed somebody to get the $600 million. That was the hard part that we hadn't ironed out just yet.
So Jim says that the best team fits for him are the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Phillies, and Giants. Guess what number he's predicting?
Dodgers, Mets, Phillies,
Yankees,
and Giants.
And Giants.
So Yankees.
That's a lot of big money teams right there.
Yeah,
and the Giants are looking to spend some money.
That's enough. That gives you enough big money teams.
I would put the Red Sox on that list too.
I don't think so, because of all the young outfielders that they have.
We'll see.
Yeah, I hear you. But yeah, that would be it. That, you know, they'd be a good mystery team.
What's the number?
Well, with all those teams in there, does he get to his 400?
The prediction is 10 years, $427 million.
So he gets to 4.
The number two free agent, according to him, is Kyle Schwarber. Would you like to take a guess on what the contract looks like?
Yeah, it's
by the way, best team fits, according to them, Phillies, Mets, Tigers.
No Cubs listed there, huh?
Cubs not listed.
I know you dream. I know a lot of people dream of it. Unlikely.
Sometimes I dream.
Uh-huh.
That he is me.
Well, Schwarber being his age, was he got him 4 years, or does he give him a fifth year?
He says 5. He's 32 years old.
Man. It's got to be 30 plus.
Yep. 5 years, 160.
Five at 160 for Schwarber. Interesting. So, yeah, those are the top two. Does he have Dylan Cease in his top 10?
Yes. Dylan Cease, Bo Bichette, by the way, is number 5. Alex Bregman is number 6.
Hmm.
I know that you're interested in that, so let me just run it.
Okay, go ahead. Give me Bregman.
Best team fits: Red Sox, Tigers, Yankees, Phillies, Dodgers, Cubs, Mariners, Mets, Contract prediction, 6 years, $182 million.
All right, I'm going to give you another. It's with six, 182?
Yep.
Whew, that's Bregman getting the 30 plus. Let me give you one other name.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you why you're scanning down. You'll have to go down for a while.
All right, but I have Cease right here. No.
Let's stay offense and let's stay third base since you brought up Bregman. Find me Eugenio Suarez.
Eugenio Suarez.
Because Suarez at, I believe, 34, so a couple years older, is going to take much less in terms of length of contract and less probably in AAV next to Bregman, and I think would be a really interesting upgrade. And Matt Shaw, as a cheap and useful player, is on your roster with a chance to play a lot, backing up all over the place, playing third a bunch. Suarez can be your righty DH sometimes, because I think that Seiya Suzuki is going to play a lot of right field next year. He seems to reborn out there. I just want the whole roster to be useful, so I want a third base upgrade because that's the most sensible spot to upgrade. Where's Suarez?
Suarez is 19th. Best fits: Mariners, Red Sox, Tigers, Phillies, Angels. Prediction: Oof. 3 years, $72 million.
Three at 72.
Guess who's right below him? Merrill Kelly.
As a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but let's. You got me thinking about the offense, and I've been wanting to say how I feel about Suarez, who, I mean, will hit a lot of bombs at Wrigley.
By the way,
he's the active leader in home runs at Wrigley for a visiting player.
Tanny, Gleyber Torres, good fit for the White Sox, according to Mr. Bowden.
Oh, celebrate Gleyber Day.
Yeah.
Every day on the South Side.
That's right.
Also, like a good Gleyber.
Jorge Polanco, good fit for the White Sox.
Look, like that's kind of what I've always been lobbying player. For. I know we're up against it. We've got to go to breaks and get Joe Cowley on. But these churning out these veteran, solid players that'll just help round out your roster and make you more competitive, taking more shots on those guys, they should always be doing that.
Trent Grisham, good fit for the White Sox.
Dude, Trent Grisham with a breakout year. That's a lefty with pop who can play center or right. And probably will get a manageable deal. I love that idea for the White Sox.
So that's the others. Those are the other things that are on our mind, other things that we like to talk about. When we come back, the Bulls are undefeated. Is Joe Cowley happy? We'll explain next here on the...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Score.
championship belt is right here.
Joe Cowley.
Well, you know what? Joe Cowley writes something, he's not going to write that just because. You don't think that, when you are that type of media, I don't think you do it.
Columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.
According to Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Covering Chicago sports for over 20 years.
A little birdie told me.
Don't little bird me. I'm the dean at Get It Done University. Don't little bird me.
All the latest news and notes on your Chicago Bulls.
That's Billy Donovan, head coach of the Bulls. He has got to go deal with Joe Cowley and all the questions that Joe is going to ask him.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be with you guys.
Joe Cowley.
The standard is the standard.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
How about it? The Bulls are undefeated as they get ready to welcome back Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan tonight over at the UC. Joe Cowley joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. How are you, Mr. Handsome?
Boys, how you guys doing?
We are doing really well, man. Really, really well. And it's interesting watching the beginning of this Bulls season. What are you taking from it?
Well, that the 10-5 at the end of last regular season, which, I caution people don't read too much into March basketball, where teams started putting themselves in position to tank and other teams started resting guys for the playoff run. But there's something to it. And that this pace, especially to start a season, is taxing on opposing teams. Guys are not ready. Guys are not prepared. I had a chance to talk to Isaac Okoro about this the other day. And one of the things he mentioned, I said, when you were in Cleveland – and you guys were preparing for the Bulls, what was the preparation like last year when they switched this offense to this, this Billy Donovan, Billy Ball? And he said, you could try and talk about it and you can try and simulate it. But, in a regular season, especially at the start, it's almost impossible to prepare for. So you have to hope you make your shots and they're pulling the ball out of the basket and that kind of slows things down. But right now, you're seeing teams get on their heels, and it's just one quarter that teams flinch and the Bulls jump all over them. So, kudos to this philosophy that they have adopted and they are staying true to. I mean, we finally see a team that has an identity for the first time in a while, and it's really toying with the opposing teams, especially early on here. I mean, nobody wants to come out and run their ass off in October.
But I'm just gonna brace myself and make sure I'm hearing what I'm hearing. It's very exciting, Joe. Like when you see the Bulls start this way, if you're me, you're like, but what does Cowley think? Like, because I was feeling it.
Everybody thinks that.
But no, I do. I do because
I do too. Because like we have to know you're there every day, and it's like, is this real or not?
Yeah, and you're you, Joe. Let's face it. You are. I wouldn't say that you are negative. I would say that you don't suffer fools, and you are a guy on whatever beat you've ever been on, who calls out a lack of vision when it is there. And we've spent 3 years calling out AK for a lack of vision. And right now, I feel like you just said it there in the last part of your answer. I feel like we're seeing a vision. I don't know how great it's going to get, but I feel like I'm seeing an idea of what they want to be. And with Billy's help as the coach, they're actually being that. That's good.
Well, Mr. Positive also brings something else to the table here. I don't think I've seen a team that's as close and that likes each other going back to the offseason since I covered the 2005 White Sox. And what I mean by that is, no one knew the 2005 White Sox was going to win a championship. But in spring, you came out of spring training going, you know what? A, these dudes really, really like each other. There's not anything they can't say to each other. They can joke with each other. So at least off the field, off the diamond at that time, you felt like, they got something special when times get rough, when adversity hits. It doesn't mean they're going to beat Cleveland or, the Twins, whoever the favorite was at the time. And I will say this Bulls team, going back to the summer when Io and Kobe were getting all these guys to go out to Los Angeles for a week and have like a boot camp where they just play and run and run and play and get conditioned and go out to eat together and do all kind of stuff together. And then they did it again later in the summer down in Miami. And these dudes all like each other. They can all kid around with each other. There's no feelings hurt. In previous locker rooms, guys would bust balls and there'd be like looks like, you can't say that, or I don't like to be talked to that way, or how come you have this shoe from Nike and I don't? And there's none of that. So you got two things to start this season off that should have Bulls fans excited is A, the chemistry off the court to me is very high. And in an 82 game season, that has legs. And then obviously the legs part of it, they're built to do some damage in the regular season because of their depth and because of the way they're run. Now, what I will caution people about, what you see in the regular season could become very disappointing in the playoffs where the entire NBA philosophy changes. We saw that last year in the playoffs, how physical things got. That's what they're trying to work on. That's the juice right there that, you know, they have to figure out, is this roster worth the squeeze? Can they also be physical and defensive minded? That's what has to be figured out.
In watching the first three games, this one observation, I'm curious what you think about it. I feel like when we're talking about half court offense, they are better served with Trey Jones at the top of the key initiating things.
100%. He's an adult point guard. He's a throwback point guard that they haven't really had. And, you know, the interesting thing is this could be great this year, and this could really work out to be something special. I'm not saying it's a championship team by any means. There's teams in the East that are dogs that are going to be waiting for them, and then just Styles make the fight, and it's a bad matchup. But I will say this. The decisions that are going to be made this year are very interesting because, to me, you can't have Io and you can't have Kobe. So do you – and this team doesn't tank, so there's none of that. If things get – you know, guys get injured and things go south, they're not going to just start, you know, throwing, you know, stuff off the edge of the boat and lighten the load. They're not going to do that. But does a decision have to be made during the season that's a smart basketball decision where you don't rock the boat and – you actually get an asset in return that could continue to move this thing forward, whether it's a more of a defensive minded big or it's a draft pick or whatever it is. That's going to be an interesting thing that falls on Arturas's plate is, does he have the mindset and the big picture to say, okay, we're doing okay here in the regular season, but I have to think bigger picture. And that's my concern with him because he has not shown that. So that's where things get interesting. Cause I don't think you get Io and Kobe next year on the same roster after you extended Trey, after what you're paying Patrick, after you extended Josh Giddey, you know, so something's got to budge. And I just, that's what's going to get interesting.
Yeah. We're talking to Joe Cali from the Sun Times about the Bulls, and Joe sees what we have seen, which is something building and something brewing and a team playing well to its identity. We had Arturas on the show in person on opening day and had a chance to ask him exactly what you just said. Like, when the deadline comes, is there a way that you are aggressive in a different way than you have been? And he said yes, and I understand your lack of belief in it. What could change that? Like, what would they need to see in order for him to become the kind of aggressor he might need to be at the deadline?
Well, I will say, since last trade deadline, from the people I've talked to outside this organization, he has been a little more transparent with other teams when talking about his personnel. For years, it's just been tight-lipped, very hard to work with from other executives. Can't get a read on him, can't get a feel on him, so don't want to deal with him. And so I will say that whether it's him starting to understand his position a little bit more, he has been a little more transparent in how he values guys. And so it starts there. I mean, I think that's a key step. So you can't fall in love with your product too much. And that's been another problem, not only with the old regime, but with this regime, that they love their product too much and their draft pick and their personnel and their guys. So, you know, you're going to have to see what the market brings to you and be open-minded about it. And my concern is the mindset there over at the United Center that, hey, if we're really good in the regular season, we're already going to have asses in the seats, and that's good enough. We're all extended. You know, let's just build this thing slowly, and then, hey, let's reevaluate once we get into the summer. Because then, to me, you're missing the big picture of how to get to a championship. And if the goal isn't how to get to a championship, it's just how to be okay from mediocre to playoff bound. If that's the goal, then Arturas has proven to be the right guy for that goal. But if it's what he promised when he was hired to bring the championship back to the Bulls, then he's got to think big picture, especially this year. You want to strike when the striking's right.
Part of the goal would be developing Modest into a superstar, because it's rare that you're going to have an opportunity to go get one. Where does he need to get better?
I just continue the path he's on. He wants to be great. He's got the perfect attitude for it. He's you know, the kind of guy that old school coaches like Billy Donovan love. He's not Patrick Williams, where his feelings get hurt when you criticize him. He wants to be criticized. He feeds off that. Just continue that. Continue to develop in his body. He's what, 21? He just became, you know, legal drinking age. So, I mean, the nice thing is we can all sit back and watch this kind of climb together. And he's a guy that wants to climb. I mean, he's a willing participant in that. So that's huge when you have that mindset. And, you know, to me, it's always better to have to hold back the wild horse than push that mule up a hill. And Patrick Williams has been a mule. And maybe he's finally starting to figure out and just say, hey, I was a number four pick. I'm never going to live up to that. I'll just be a role guy off the bench and try and play that role as best I can, because he's actually looked like he has some kind of life to him finally. So, I don't think Mattis has to do anything crazy of what he's already doing, which is working out, developing his body, working on his game, learning, getting put in different situations, guarding different guys, whether it's Giannis one night or Randall the next, and understanding the physicality it takes. And I think he's slowly learning that. And so, he just does. When you're 6'10 and you have that kind of handle and vision and athleticism, I mean, just fine tune things. I mean, because that's freakish what he is.
Joe, for the multiple years that we spent dissecting Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan as teammates, like these two, these two lead guitar players in the same band that couldn't quite figure it out on a lot of nights. Here they are back. And I wonder how you think they'll be thought of and greeted in their return to Chicago tonight.
Oh, I mean, this fan base is very soft and forgiving, so they will clap and scream and applaud both, and they should. I mean, DeMar busted his ass here for the Bulls, and he played some of his best basketball of his Hall of Fame career for the Bulls. You know, Zach LaVine, you know, it wasn't his fault that they decided to give him a max contract. You know, you could, as a media member, you can only write or say so much, but they're way smarter than me at basketball. Way smarter. They're geniuses there because of all the rings they have. So when I was writing and saying that Zach LaVine is not a max contract and the fan base here wasn't happy to hear that, and there was all this Zach love, I think it's playing out in Sacramento. He is, like I said, he is the guy you want to marry your daughter. You just don't want to max him out on your basketball team. You don't want a max contract in his hands. It worked that one season because there was an adult running the show and a healthy Lonzo Ball. Once he folded, you actually saw just how redundant their games were and how tough it was to play your turn, my turn. So, Sacramento's got a problem that the Bulls had and didn't understand and get rid of quick enough.
Considering your background and what you were doing around this time 20 years ago, what's the part of the White Sox 05 run that will always stick with you?
Like I said, just how much they just the brotherhood. It was like a platoon mentality. I mean, if you watch, you know, not to compare any kind of baseball team to war, but if you watch Army or war movies where there's just a brotherhood of us against the world and we're not going to give in, you know, Lone Survivor, whatever movie you want to compare it to, they just had that kind of mentality. They had their class clowns and AJ and Uribe, and they had their, you know, the straight guys with Konerko, who kind of was babysitting all these guys, and Frank when he was healthy. And, it was just a perfect mix of guys both on and off the field. And you felt that early, and it was just great to see it translate, because, you know, it always doesn't translate. I've been around locker rooms where guys really like each other and they don't win a lot of games, but it's a good stepping stone. And I'll just remember that. And with Ozzy, the ringleader of this circus, it was great. It was one of the most fun I've ever had covering the team, because how much they cared about each other and how much they cared about the media, which you don't really hear or see. I mean, they were great with us, and Ozzy made sure of that. If you were not great with us or disrespected one of us, he told those guys it was like disrespecting him in his office.
Hmm.
So you don't hear that from managers anymore. I remember he brought us out in the first team meeting in front of everyone. The minor leagues, everyone said, this is Mark Gonzalez, this is Joe Colley, this is Doug Padilla, this is Scott Gregor. If you disrespect them or you can't come and talk to them, you're going to have a big problem with me. And then he told us, get the F out of here. And then, you know, that will never happen again. What that 05 team was with us and each other will never happen again. It can't be duplicated.
Look at that, Mr. Positive, Joe Cowley.
Mr. Positive.
There he is. He sees the vision with these Bulls. That's quite a turn. Yeah. It's quite a moment we're in.
How about a Cowley face turn? Who would have ever thought?
He still called out the fans for being soft. And
I didn't say baby face. I just said a face turn.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to talk to Chicago people and people from Illinois about basketball because it's a great basketball city and state.
Oh, here we go.
Much like when Jor-El sent Superman to the planet Earth, I was sent from the bad streets of Ohio, a football haven, and almost 28 years to the day to try and educate a low IQ football fan base. So that's why I'm glad we can talk basketball.
Yeah,
because when we talk football, It's like studying the apes. It's like me having to go teach the apes how to get food and get ants with sticks. So I'm glad we could just keep it to basketball and baseball and not have to talk football because Illinois is just it's a low IQ football state.
And let me just I just want to make sure I got this right, got my notes right.
You're checking that Cleveland record.
What Ohio team do you root for? Because you're an Alabama fan and a Steelers fan.
I did cover Ohio State for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I don't root for them, but I mean, when you're in from that hot football area of Ohio, Pennsylvania, you got your Texas people, your Florida people, now your Georgia people, California. I mean, that's the mecca of football. So when you have to come to Illinois and talk to people, and they're like, Justin Fields, Caleb, and they're upset with things that are obvious, and it's just hard. I've tried to do it.
Yeah.
Much like Superman tried to help the humans.
Well, you've done it.
I've tried.
We now regret the phone call. You've totally done it. Good job.
There you go.
Thanks for reinforcing.
I was positive for a while.
Can't last. Thanks, Joe.
We love you, Joe. That is Joe Cowley. By the way, if you were looking at the top 10 states that have produced the most NFL players, Illinois is ranked 9th.
Where's Ohio?
It's higher. It's 7th, but at the current rosters of NFL players, it's only 10 more players come from Ohio.
Well, top of the hour, we'll turn the page and talk about a quarterback who got traded from one Ohio team to another Ohio team.
Yeah, we got to turn the page.
Mm-hmm. And at 4:40, our guy Boog Shambi will join us from the World Series, getting ready to call Game 5 tonight.
But next, a nugget that you need to know about the Bears' red zone problems. Next, here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I think that's the two main things that we got to fix, and you know the guys jumping off sides and those type of things we'll get fixed, and we'll get that fixed. And
right.
Upon further review on that, I have a theory.
Okay.
That it's possible that Caleb's cadence is throwing people off. And that's why he pauses there. I'll
get my cadence under control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good theory. Either way, he was wrestling with how much responsibility to take. And
37-week pregnant pause.
And elucidate. Caleb spoke today. Our guy Mark Grody will bring you the most important stuff at 5:25, if we don't happen to get to it before. And we might, so don't go anywhere. Brad Biggs had this in his column today. Alex, is this from today or was this in 10
Thoughts?
This
was from today.
From today. The Bears are 5-for-14 in the red zone the last four games. He removes a couple of kneel-down possessions. So call it 5-for-14, right, Lawrence?
Which I think is a really smart way to do it and very fair by Big Z.
Of those 14 visits into the red zone, they have had penalties on everyone but four.
Uh-oh.
So 10 of the 14 they've had penalties on. They've only had four clean series inside the red zone. Three of those went for touchdowns. The fourth was last week against Baltimore that ends with DJ Moore wide open in the back of the end zone. And that missed opportunity. So that's 4 out of 14 that are clean. Otherwise, penalties are happening in the red zone every damn time.
In the first three games, they were 6-for-7 in the red zone with zero penalties.
Alex Kuhn, ladies and gentlemen, with important context. So
digging deeper.
Maybe it's the penalties that is causing them issues in the red zone. Just a thought.
It is definitely one of the thoughts. I think it's a good thought. Man, I feel bad for Julio Rodriguez every time I hear the scream.
He's still only 24.
Oh, man. It's a crazy
He's
world.
He's only 24.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Youth. It's wasted on the young.
Is it, though? Some youth are doing good things with their youthness.
Some of them need the belt.
Lawrence's parenting advice. In
man
every
with
scenario,
no children. Man,
the childless man recommends the belt.
It's the advice we covet as parents, isn't it, Speaks?
It feels really good when he brings down. You don't know how many problems I bring to him in commercial breaks. I'm like, man, I got a problem with my son. He's doing this, he's doing that. And Lawrence is like, well, you know what he needs.
Needs the belt.
It would make life. So
that's
much
why you're
easier.
Doing. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're making that gesture during the break all the time.
I will say that you only have a very small window with Ruben where the belt is going to be, you know, effective.
Yeah, well, because eventually it gets bigger and stronger and resists the belt.
Yeah, you're going to be bigger than you. Yeah, and then that might be a problem.
Yeah, yeah, he's a strong
man. But if you
man.
Instill the fear now,
mm-hmm. I beat him last night in a pig on the
nice.
On the Nerf hoop inside the bedroom. He's really starting to develop some touch after like I don't know 5 years of just trying to throw that thing at the hoop. I'm like, no, kid, you can learn some touch. You can do
Caleb?
It. Last night I was wide open. There was a linebacker in front of me, but just got to pause that split second to get me the ball. Throw
he threw
the ball
it over there, sidearm.
He's expecting me.
But it's nice. All those fans on Twitter afterwards making excuses for you.
Poles is lost has defended Caleb Williams in the face of harsh criticism from everyone at the store.
That's funny.
That really is.
All right, how about we turn the page? People love it. We love it. We'll turn the page and look at the North next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend
created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.